From the studios of KXCI Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie, and this is the first edition in 2010 of the Southwest Derby Report. The deadline is high noon Arizona time on Thursday, January the 21st, 2010. Yes, I am still here. I had some family matters that required some long travel between Tucson, Arizona and Madison, Wisconsin, which just plain rung me out, and then the holidays came. But it's a new year, a new twice each month schedule for the Southwest Derby Report, even more material next time, which will be in a couple of weeks roughly. But at the moment, there's Derby to talk about from Hawaii to Oklahoma and points yonder, plus some Canadian, Australian, New Zealand, and British goings-on. And as always, some of these scores are courtesy of DerbyNewsNetwork.com. Many thanks to Herb Reynolds there. A whole lot of Derby going on this week, so let's get down to brass tacks, skaters and fans. Saturday, January the 2nd, up in the Twin Cities where I have a few friends I used to work with at KFAI and the old WRPX, the Minnesota Roller Girls doubleheader saw the Garda Belts best the Dagger Dolls 59-50 and the Atomic Bombshells squeak by the Rockets 78-76. Saturday, January the 9th, Orange County, California, OC Roller Girls action had the Psycho Ex-Girlfriends wail all over the Back Bay Bombshells 105-57. What happened in Vegas? It didn't stay in Vegas. I'll tell you exactly what happened. The Sin City doubleheader on the 9th saw the home gals split the decisions, while the Sin City Tommy Gun Terrors massacred visiting Junction City 129-78. The Sin City Notorious VIP squad dropped and dropped and dropped some more to Treasure Valley 175-76. And then there were a few teams in my old hometowns up north that were active on the 9th. Appleton, Wisconsin had a Paper Valley doubleheader in which the home gals took it all. There was that Paper Valley liquidation of Milwaukee's visiting Brew City Battle Stars 188-52, and the Paper Valley Flying Squirrels wiping Glass City 178-91. And in Fort Wayne, Indiana, at that doubleheader there, the home gals could not get that job done. Another Brew City squad smothered a Fort Wayne clique 137-35, and Chicago's Windy City Fury swatted the Fort Wayne SWAT team 156-51. Sunday, January the 10th, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Mississippi Valley hosted the North Star Violent Femmes, and the Twin Cities women took a huge win back upriver. The North Star Violent Femmes 199, Mississippi Valley 20. Saturday, January the 16th, right here in Tucson, the Tucson Roller Derby kicked off its seventh season with a four-team round robin of mini-bouts featuring TRD's Furious Truck Stop Waitresses, Vice Squad, and Copper Queens, with special guest visitors, the Whiskey Rollers of the Prescott-based Northern Arizona Roller Derby. The results of the chain of mini-bouts were Furious Truck Stop Waitresses 131, Whiskey Rollers 8, Vice Squad 18, Copper Queens 16, Copper Queens 105, Whiskey Rollers 3, Vice Squad 79, Whiskey Rollers 8, Whiskey Mick putting the hurt on the Whiskey Rollers in that one, Furious Truck Stop Waitresses 14, Copper Queens 13, and Furious Truck Stop Waitresses 43, Vice Squad 23. There was also a bout in Phoenix between the Brawlerinas and the Surly Girlies of the AZRD scheduled at the same time. Unfortunately, no information on the final score at either DerbyNewsNetwork.com or AZRollerDerby.com, but Rumbunctious claimed on her Facebook page that the Surlies dropped that one to the Brawlerinas. I'll put that final tally in the next Southwest Derby report if I can. Oklahoma City, the OKCRD Tornado Alley squad hosted the Northwest Arkansas Backwoods Betties and held them off in what appears to have been one very good bout. Tornado Alley 126, Northwest Arkansas 101. My one-time city of residence, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Brew City Bruisers had a doubleheader in which the Russian Roulettes clobbered Maiden Milwaukee 92-65 and the Sheville Knievels wailed on the Crazy Eights 108-49. Appleton, Wisconsin, Fox City Foxes action saw the Paper Dolls burn the Roller Girl Regiment 117-31 and the 8 Queen Wheelers push around the Pushy Posse 101-71. Minneapolis saw a North Star doubleheader that night as well, with the Banger Sisters squaring away the Violent Femmes 59-34 and Delta Delta Die breaking the Kilmore Girls 92-63. Loves Park, Illinois, saw the Rockford Rage fight for alley rights being claimed by the Junkyard Dogs, who chewed up the Alley Cats 120-62. Sunday, January the 17th, across the pond in Telford, England, Tattoo Freeze Roller Derby 2010, a round-robin tournament between the visiting Birmingham Blitz Derby Dames and three contingents from the host London Roller Girls, specifically the Steamrollers, the Suffragettes, and the Ultraviolent Femmes. Here is how it all shook out. Ultraviolent Femmes 34, Steamrollers 28, Suffragettes 86, Birmingham Allied Army 20, Steamrollers 60, Suffragettes 28, Birmingham Allied Army 17, dropping one to the Ultraviolent Femmes, who got 89. Ultraviolent Femmes 97, Suffragettes 12. Steamrollers 88, Birmingham Allied Army 21. Suffragettes 126, Birmingham Allied Army 12. And Steamrollers 36, Ultraviolent Femmes 33. Now remember, to make sure that your team's bout is covered on the Southwest Derby Report, always get me the date and send me the information. You can make your own spoken word report on MP3 and send it in if you want. And email all of that to the Southwest Derby Report at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And as for you fans, if you want to make up an MP3 with a shout-out to your favorite league, team, or skater, anywhere in the world, just send it in to baronofarizona@gmail.com. We'll run it here on the Southwest Derby Report. A couple of brief notes here, not about derby events per se, but relating to the derby community. First off, Mid-Michigan Derby in Mount Morris posted this message on their Facebook page earlier this week. Our fearless and amazing president and co-founder, R.I.P. Saw, is heading to Haiti to be part of a medical team. She will be located 75 miles outside of Port-au-Prince. Please keep her in your thoughts and prayers. She is truly a saint. End quote. Updates to come in our next edition of the Southwest Derby Report in 2 weeks. The other brief note was requested by Phil Smith, whose better half happens to be Twisted Blister of the Convict City League in Hobart, Tasmania, Australia. Phil has a relatively uncommon health issue known as Derriers or White's disease, a skin ailment, and he'd like to compare notes via email with anybody else who has been dealing with that condition. In the 30 years he's been dealing with it, he has yet to meet anyone else who has it. If by chance you know of anyone who has Derriers or White's disease, have them email Phil at psdification@gmail.com. That's, once again, psdification@gmail.com. Phil would appreciate it. So would I. Thanks in advance from both of us. Now, back to the 4th of December on a very, very cold outdoor rink at one of the Tucson high schools. I had a chance to chat with a few of the Tucson Derby brats. Here's how that cold night sounded.
I'm Dirty Birdie, number 30. I'm 15. Lately, I've been playing Pivot and Jammer and one, or Blocker one.
I'm Stella Star. I'm 16, and I usually play a pivot or a jammer.
Okay. How long have you been involved with the Brats?
For 2.5 years, maybe 3, I think.
Since the beginning?
Almost.
Roughly beginning.
Yeah.
Roughly the beginning. Okay. And
my
father founded it, so yeah. I've been here for 3.5 years.
In your case, it would be kind of hard to avoid, yeah.
I told him to start it. Dad, I want to play roller derby.
It was your idea.
It was me and a group of friends, two or three friends, but there's only like two of us left.
Ah, okay. And the other would be?
Arlie, Effiebaum, sorry.
Okay.
And she didn't skate tonight, but she's a pivot.
Do you have any comments about skating a scrimmage out here in this temperature?
Oh my. Well, it's cold, but you warm up really quick.
Yeah.
You're in that pack going fast.
Yeah, when we were warming up, my throat was just like, it was freezing. Oh my goodness.
I thought my legs were going to fall off.
Yeah. And my nose too. Yeah. My nose was very, very cold.
Because I did announcing or I tried to do announcing more accurately for the Arizona Bruisers outdoor event a couple of years ago, which was February up in Phoenix. I didn't think that it was going to get quite that chilly.
Oh no! I mean, it helps wearing tights and stuff, but really, like when you're skating, you want to wear shorts. So it doesn't really help in the cold.
You know? For the time that you've been with the Derby Brats, you know, is there anything that really stands out as far as what you've been able to build a new appreciation for, being on the track as opposed to simply being a spectator?
I mean, when they skate, it looks like it's so easy because they've been doing it for so long. But then when you're actually skating, you're like, wow. This is crazy. I mean, they make it look so easy, and you would never think that it was. I guess you would think it was really
a lot more strenuous than you thought it would be.
Yeah.
I think also being able to skate with this group of girls really builds a sense of self-confidence and teamwork and leadership, and I think that's a great thing for young girls to learn, and especially when they're going through middle school and high school. Mm-hmm. I think that can carry over in every part of your life, and I think it's an amazing thing to see all these girls coming from everywhere, all parts of town, all groups working together, doing this amazing thing. It's wonderful.
I like it's all a big family too, like there's no cliques or anything, which is really great with the like building self-confidence and stuff.
The closest to a clique would be the team, more or less.
Yeah. Yeah, and still, I mean, every jam pretty much, like my friend and I, we're on opposite teams and we want to go and give each other a hug. You might, while you're skating, you kind of get at each other, but it's all good at the end. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any particular favorites of any of the skaters on TRD by any chance? Or?
I don't know. I really like Sammy Automatic. She's really cool.
Vice Squad, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Well, I really like a lot of the older skaters, like the skaters who've retired too. Like Penny's just amazing, and Lucifer, that was great. Who did skate with us, but she's fantastic.
She's now out in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody is just so great too.
Yeah.
I'm Rorschach, and I'm 15, and I really like being a jammer and playing three.
First off, do you have any comments about how, you know, doing a scrimmage in this kind of temperature?
Well, I have played other sports in this temperature, but none of them going like as fast as we go, so it is a lot colder. Yeah. But you warm up really
well. What other sports?
I did play soccer for 8 years.
Ah, okay. Do you find that you have to have a different level of stamina for derby as opposed to soccer, or?
Would
it be comparable?
I would say the soccer helped, but you definitely have to be more kind of rough and tumble for derby.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to take better hits.
By the way, how long have you been involved with the Brats program?
Nearly a year.
Is there anything that you found that's different being on the track as opposed to when you were simply watching things happen as a spectator?
You definitely appreciate the game a lot more, and you appreciate the players. I had actually never heard of derby before this, and one of my friends told me about it and dragged me to a practice, and I'm glad they did.
Okay, you're coming.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much like that, and then I just kind of got hooked on it, and
okay.
That was it.
And do you have any particular favorites among any of the skaters on the TRD teams?
I have to say my favorite jammer has got to be Sammy Automatic. Because she's very...
Another Sammy fan. Yeah,
Sammy okay. Automatic. And I also really like Peaches Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm. Furious Truck Shop Waitresses, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Sammy, Peaches, Zippy's Takeout,
right.
And Whiskey Mick that are my favorites.
Pretty much FTW and Vice Squad, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I do... Okay, to be fair to the Copper Queens, I really like Betsy, but I've known her for a really long time, and she's an amazing skater, too.
Now for a piece from a different program. Back in October, San Diego radio station KIOZ had a few of the San Diego Derby dolls visit their morning drive Mikey show. Here's how that visit sounded.
Where do you guys play when you play in San Diego?
At the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Really? What is the name of your team?
Well, our league is the San Diego Derby Dolls, and then we have four teams in our league. We have our All-Stars, which is our Wildfires. That's who I was playing with this weekend. This is our co-captain, Bo Toxic, right here.
Bo Toxic. Bo Toxic. I love the names.
The names are great.
Yeah. And then we have...
who are you?
I'm on the Swarm. This is our Swarm uniform.
All right.
Wow. And it's our big Sexy. Track. Thank you.
And
our
what is your name?
Team. I'm Leela Monster.
Leela Monster. I like
and
it.
Then we have the Diego Rollers, which is one of our home teams, flat track. And then we also have the Hardcore, which is another flat track home team.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're not familiar, if you ever seen the movie Rollerball, is it like Rollerball, sort of? You're in roller skates.
I don't think it's so much like Rollerball. Roller derby, it was kind of like a sensation in the 70s and 80s.
But I remember watching it as a kid.
Yeah, it was a little like... Kind of like WWF was, yeah. You know, a little like sensational kinda and dramatized fake. And yeah. Fake stuff like that.
It was rad though, man. It was rad. And I remember a woman named Georgia. I don't remember what she, maybe she was a manager or something. And if anybody's listening that remembers this when you were a kid, but I remember her and I remember that they were tough, man. Mm-hmm. And they skate and then you guys like slam into each other,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So yeah. It is. Full contact, the resurgence wow. That, like, we're a part of the newer roller derby
yeah.
Is, it's 100% athleticism, so we don't have, like, the dramatized fights, but the sport itself is dramatic enough. It's full contact, so we hit each other, like, in hockey or football. There's legal and illegal hits. I mean, obviously, it's full contact. I'm in a sling today.
Yeah.
But, wow. It's basically there's two teams on the track at a time, and you can either play on, like, the flat track or, like, a bank track. Everyone knows, like, it's elevated on the outside, so it mm-hmm. Kind of slopes.
On an incline.
Yeah, so it kind of, like, spins you around. You get a lot of speed.
Wow.
So there's two teams. There'd be, like, a red team and a blue team, and there's four people from each team would line up on the first line on one of the straightaways, mm-hmm. And then one person from each team puts a star in their helmet, and they're called the jammer. And that's actually the position I play is I'm a jammer. And they line up behind the pack. And they blow a whistle, and all the blockers go. And then they blow another whistle, and the two jammers go. So it's my job as, let's say I'm the red jammer, to pass all of the blue players on the other team. And once I pass them all, I have to go all the way around the track. And now when I come up on them, for every girl that I pass on the other team, I get a point. This goes on Ooh. On the flat track for 2 minutes, or until the lead jammer, the person in front, calls it off by touching their hips. I can't really do it. Put both hands on your hips.
Got it.
You
They're
put both
slapping
hands
hips.
On your hips, yeah. And they call it off. So, like, let's say I'm in front and I'm scoring a bunch of points. If the girl behind me is about to score points, if I score 4 and she scores 4, it's the same as 0-0. But if I score 4 and then I call it off and she gets 0, then, you know, that begins the lead. And you do that for 2 periods?
It depends.
Yeah. We do
and,
that.
And in order to pass them, you have to, like, beat the heck out of each other,
muscle
right?
Your way.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get the microphone over.
You have to pass them legally. It's like she's like our LT back there that's trying to score coming right. To the pack. And the thing about roller derby that's different is as blockers, we're playing offense and defense at the same time. So as a blocker, I'm trying to make holes for her to make her way through. But then there's another LT from the other team, another jammer there at the same time. So I have to also keep an eye on that jammer. So we're trying to stop that jammer, help our jammer through. By jacking her up a little bit. In legal ways, though. Like, back in the day, you know, the straight arms and the tackling, you know, people might have thought that's cool, but anybody can do that. You can put on a pair of roller skates and jump at somebody. It doesn't take too much talent to do that. Yeah. So it's harder for me to legally take her down with my booty or my shoulder or my arm.
And that's how you have to do it?
That's how we do it. They're legal hitting zones. So you have to follow the legal.
Beauty.
But it's constant action going on and constantly switching back and forth between offense, defense, and that's when strategy comes into play. It looks like a little bit of chaos, people think, their first time, but it's actually really, or we have set positions, we have plays, we have strategy that
That's
we are awesome. Playing and we're calling why we're out there.
So. That's awesome. So,
Ashley,
okay.
You got to get in on this.
Dude, you do, Ashley. Rad. Leela. Name for Ashley.
Leela, microphone. You got to have the microphone, Leela.
We do want new skaters. We actually are recruiting. If you go to our website, it's thederbydolls.com.
Yeah.
That's how I got started. I started in January. I just Googled roller skating, and I found the website, and it's Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m. is our boot camp, and it's like an awesome workout for girls or women. And
That's so late.
It is late.
I know. I wake up at 3, too. I know it is late.
You miss Wheel of Fortune? No way.
Wait.
How'd you get into it?
I honestly, like, I've roller skated my whole life. Probably as much as anyone else did when they were kids.
You ever
shoot
the duck?
Eddie. Okay. Oh, is that when you go down and you put your foot forward?
Hell yeah. Come on.
Yes, I've shot the duck.
Wonderful.
Is there past tense of that?
Yes, that works.
So I just Googled it, and it came up, and I was like, I'm going to go try this all by myself and just take a risk. And I did.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, this is kind of weird that they knock each other down, but I'll hang in there. And then I love it, so I do it all the time as much as I can now.
Wow.
Leela's been awesome. She's actually been one of our fastest moving up players, the boot camp. The thing about roller derby is a lot of people will come and think, oh, cool, I get to wear, you know, cute little outfit and pick a name, but you got to earn that. You don't just come and hop on the track. So
I didn't even know that.
You go through a boot
there's
camp.
Like a whole world.
There's a whole world, yeah, a whole community. There's almost over 440 leagues. In the United States.
Girls look strong, you know.
Australia, everywhere.
So. You girls look really strong. And a couple of you are really tall. Like, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
You're 5'9"? Mm-hmm. And then this lady over here. 5'7". That's, for me, that's giant.
Yeah, well, the skates give her some extra height. She's wearing skates right now.
Okay.
There's room for all sizes in our sport. All she's tall, though. Sizes. I mean, some of our jammers are... What's Kiki, like barely 90 pounds, and she kicks butt? People tend to think that
Kiki.
We're all bigger, but really.
I would have, okay, here's what I would think. I would think that you guys are really, well, you are tough, right, and everything, and I would wonder, what kind of girlfriends would a roller derby girl make?
It's tough. You definitely find some guys that can't
awesome.
Hang with you.
Can't
that's
hang
for
with
sure.
You. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure some guys are probably intimidated by that, huh?
Definitely. And
but you just... But you just pick them up and throw them over the fence if they're like that. You just
that's
get
right.
Yeah.
You push them in, and then if they can hang, they can stay around. Otherwise, they're gone.
Say that. You got to say it loud because I can't hear you.
Wait, I don't know what you're saying.
Go ahead.
I was just saying that, but then they end up like my boyfriend. He's known as Mr. Trash. Nobody really knows who he really is. I don't think his real name.
Yeah.
Because I'm Trish Trash, so it's always like, oh, there's Mr. Trash or there's Mr. Drop for Lemon Drop.
What is your personality like, though? Are you like a sweet, like
I'm a left-handed Scorpio born on Halloween, so I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I'm pretty nice, you could ask my
can
husband.
You I mean,
can
you have a sweet, like kind little sweet derby girl, or don't you guys all
totally lots of us are super sweet.
They just have a way to let out their aggression.
Aggressive on the track.
That's the thing, is we're all friends off the track. It's really funny, especially we play LA Derby Dolls is our sister league, and we all get along well, but as soon as you hit the track, it's on.
You look like you can all kick some butt.
Yeah, but we're all really nice, I think, and that's the nice thing about derby is I'm a mom, I'm married, I work, you know, I go about my day, and then I hit the track.
What's your roller derby name?
I'm Botoxic.
Botoxic, yeah. And then let's hear all your names.
Trish Trash.
Trish Trash.
Trish Trash, Botoxic.
Leia Ass Out.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
Wasn't expecting that.
And Leela. This one's your biggest fan, too.
Yeah.
So she has the best
awesome.
Name. I'm Leela Monster.
I'm P1 Tramp Stamper.
Tramp Stamper.
You get to make up your own names?
Yeah, you do, but you got to earn it, right? You get to make up your own name, but you got to earn it.
We have a Smashley.
What Ashley would be.
No, I don't. I would be Axe Your Face Off Ashley.
Axe Your Face Off
that work?
Ashley. I don't think she gets
doesn't,
the concept.
Yeah,
you know?
She doesn't really get that kind of cleverness of it.
What about Smack Your Bootylicious?
That's really
doesn't really
fit.
Is that
it's got to kind of
keep working on
two
it.
Things
what about
in one
I don't take out my trash, Ashley?
Yeah, that really would work. All right. Well, thanks, girls. And if people want to join it, they go to what is a website or what do they do? If they
DerbyDolls.com.
Nice.
When's your next match?
Yeah.
We have two bouts coming up. One here is going to be November 21st. It's going to be our hardcore. Who are we playing?
Humboldt.
Oh, we're playing Humboldt.
No. Oh, they're dead.
Yeah.
They're stone.
Yeah. Awesome. And then we have one more bout. We're playing the Bank Track in LA on November 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play the Tough Cookies. And it's going to be a really good.
The Tough Cookies.
It's going to be a tight game. And the Tough Cookies is the team that the movie Whip It is based off of. And
oh,
one
really?
Of the girls on that team wrote the novel that the book is, or that the movie is based
is
on.
Is that the one that the girl from Juno is going to be in?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore. Yeah. It's out now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore directed it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Bo was actually at the premiere.
Really? Real up.
A lot of our skaters actually helped train the actors and actresses
really?
From that movie, so they came to LA a lot. It was really cool because I think they had a passion for roller derby. They came to a lot of the bouts in LA. So,
that's cool.
So they put their heart into mm-hmm. it, and it's a good movie. We saw it. We like it. I mean, it's a movie. It's a movie about a girl. Not as much. We're all derby players, so you know I want an Any Given Sunday type roller derby out there. But it was a good movie, and it brings attention to our sport.
That's cool. Nice. Well, thanks for coming in.
DerbyDolls.com.
Thanks for coming in, ladies. We
thank
appreciate
you
it.
So much
what
for
about,
having us. We love you.
What about Ashtray?
There you go.
Like Ashtray.
The music's getting, you can see I'm getting low.
This is Popo's out, Mike.
Yeah, it's a jam. Nice, nice.
Kevin Federline.
You don't have to say who it is.
It is.
You don't have to say who it is.
So,
be right back.
Hey, genius, I do shout right to see it.
We're hoping he'll slip into something more comfortable, like a coma. It's Mikey
on a Rock 105.3.
And now it is time for the bout listings for the second half of January 2010. Listen up, because one of these riots will be going on somewhere within driving distance of you. Friday, January the 22nd, 2010. Phoenix, Arizona, at the Madison Events Center, 441 West Madison Street. Renegade Roller Girls Arizona are back from the dead with their 2010 season opener. More info at myspace.com/TheRenegadeRollerGirls. Saturday, January 23rd, 2010, whole lot of derby shaking SoCal. Two events of note in San Diego, including the debut at Skate World 6907 Linda Vista Road of San Diego Roller Derby, which holds Season 1 Bout 1 with SDRD Starlets hosting the visiting Orange County Psycho Ex-Girlfriends. More info on that one at SanDiegoRollerDerby.com. The other big event in San Diego County is at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, 2260 Jimmy Durante Boulevard, the Schnoz, with the San Diego Derby Dolls hosting the 10 City Terrors of the Arizona Roller Derby. More info at sd.derbydolls.com. Los Angeles, California, the Doll Factory at 1910 Temple Street, L.A. Derby Dolls action puts the Sirens and the Varsity Brawlers in each other's path. More info at derbydolls.com. Stillwater, Oklahoma, the Payne County Expo Center, Highway 51 at Fairgrounds Road, the Central Oklahoma Angels of No Mercy take on the Tulsa Derby Brigade. More info at derbystrong.com or myspace.com/CentralOKRollerDerby. North to Alaska, Anchorage, the AT&T Sports Pavilion at 11015 O'Malley Center, Rage City Roller Girls Hawaiian Style.
Black and Blue Hawaii has the Hula Girls up against the Don Hoes. More info and a really cool promo poster image at RageCityRollerGirls.com. Canadian Derby, Edmonton, Evil action with the Black Gold Diggers against the Slice Girls. More info on that at EvilDerby.com. That's E-V-I-L-L-E Derby.com. And in Medicine Hat at the Cypress Center Pavilion, 2055 21st Avenue Southeast, the Gas City Rollers have their revenge on the flat track. More info there at GasCityRollers.com. My Old Residential Community of Madison, Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Coliseum just off the Beltway sees the Mad Rollin' Dolls' sixth season opener, a doubleheader with the Reservoir Dolls taking on the 2009 season champion Vaudeville Vixens and the Quad Squad up against the Unholy Rollers. More info at MadRollinDolls.com. My Sweet Home Chicago has a derby note to pay attention to up in Kalamazoo, Michigan at the Hazel Gray Building on the Kalamazoo County Fairgrounds, 2900 Lake Street. There's a New Year's Bash round robin involving the Chicago outfit Shade Brigade, Muskegon, Michigan's Ski Town Skirts, Mount Morris's Mid-Michigan Derby Girls, and the hosting Kalamazoo Derby Darlings. More info at KalamazooDerbyDarlings.com. Kiwi Derby, in honor of the New Zealand theatrical release of Whip It. By the way, the American DVD release of Whip It is coming next week. It's already on DVD in Canada. Anyway, in honor of the New Zealand theatrical release of Whip It, there's a special bout in Auckland at Skateland, 66 Mountain Road, Mount Wellington North, between the Hurl Scouts and the Holy Rollers, two teams patterned after the teams in the movie. The teams will be made up of all-star skaters from the Northland Nightmares, Auckland's Pirate City Rollers, the Hellmilton Roller Ghouls, and Wellington's Richter City Click. More info at PirateCityRollers.com. Sunday, January the 24th, 2010, we have a couple of Aussie Derby events. Newcastle, New South Wales. At Gateshead Indoor Sports World, Newcastle Roller Derby has the January Jam Fresh Meat Bout between the Punk Princesses and the Goth Dolls. More info can be found at newcastlerollerderby.org.au. Meanwhile, in Bundamba, Queensland, at Bundamba Skateaway Ipswich, 21 Agnes Street, there will be co-ed, male as well as female, fresh meat intake for the Brisbane City Rollers. More information on that one at BrisbaneCityRollers.com. Saturday, January the 30th, 2010, back in my old sweet home Chicago at the UIC Pavilion, 525 South Racine, a Windy City Rollers doubleheader kicks off their calendar year with the Double Crossers against Hell's Bells and the Fury taking on the Manic Attackers. More info at WindyCityRollers.com. Canadian Derby invades the US of A from Vancouver, British Columbia, twice on the 30th. Up in Fairbanks, Alaska, the Carlson Center, 2010 2nd Avenue, Vancouver's Terminal City Faster Pussycats, and a few special guests will be taking on the Fairbanks Roller Girls. More info at fairbanksrollergirls.org. Then in Eugene, Oregon, at the Lane Events Center, 796 West 13th Avenue, the third season opener for the Emerald City Roller Girls has the Terminal City Bad Reputations, hosted by the Emerald City Flat Track Furies. Also on that card will be the Church of Skatin' against the Andromedals. More info at EmeraldCityRollerGirls.com. And there's some English Derby to note on the 30th. At the Sports Hall of Leeds University, the Leeds Snow Brawl sees the Leeds Roller Dolls host the Central City Roller Girls from Birmingham. More info at leedsrollerdolls.co.uk. Sunday, January the 31st, 2010, at the Austin, Texas Convention Center. The month is capped off by the TXRD Lone Stars' Putas del Fuego against the Rhinestone Cowgirls. More information on that at TXRD.com. course, again, remember to make sure your team's bout is covered on the Southwest Derby Report. Always get me the date and send me the information regardless of where it is in the Derby world. You can make your own spoken word report on MP3 and send it in if you want. And you email all of that to the Southwest Derby Report at baronofarizona@gmail.com. Once again, that's baronofarizona@gmail.com. This program is produced at the studios of KXCI Tucson, Arizona, where it wouldn't be a bad idea to email our general manager, Randy Peterson, at randy@kxci.org to let him know how much you appreciate KXCI allowing the Southwest Derby Report to be produced here. I'm King David McKenzie. Make sure to get out of the next 14 days alive, everybody. So don't take me home, baby. Knock, 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 cause your mama won't lie. Mama won't like me.